I've heard it said before, many times actually, perhaps you have too, that if there were a theme song being played on the road leading to hell after death, it might be the song My Way, as popularized by Frank Sinatra in 1969. Now, before anyone throws anything at me for maligning the name of Old Blue Eyes, be assured that I love big band music and crooner music too, and I love listening to that smooth voice of Sinatra. But if you've ever listened to the lyrics of that song, they really are a great example of everything that the Christian is not supposed to be. So, for example, verse 5 says, "For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. To say the things he truly feels and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way." Which is exactly the problem. Because every act of violence, every dysfunction, every ounce of damage caused by sin is because I did it my way. Every time that people choose to trust themselves and not God, chaos and sin and destruction are the result. You'd think we'd learn after a while, wouldn't you? I often wonder why I seem to never learn, why I choose to inflict unnecessary pain and suffering and difficulty and discord on myself and those around me by choosing to do what I want rather than what I know I should. Because, friends, we are all struck by original sin. Its wound is one that can be healed, but not completely erased. Adam and Eve, you could say, did it their way, right? By disobeying God's command, and so brought sin and death and suffering into our world. And now we are constantly tempted to trust what we think we know, even when it conflicts with what God has told us, or what the church, guided by the Holy Spirit, has taught us. And that's what happens in the gospel that we heard today. Remember that this is the end of this series of gospel readings that we have been hearing over the last several weeks from John chapter 6. This is right after that climactic moment of Jesus' bread of life teaching, in which he has just said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink." And the gospel today picks up with the crowd's response. "This saying is hard. Who could accept it?" In other words, what Jesus is proposing to them seems impossible, unbelievable, disturbing. So they are torn between God's command, what Jesus is teaching them, and their own thoughts on the matter. "He can't really mean what he's saying, can he? How could this be? It doesn't correspond with what I think I know about God and how God should and should not act." And notice, Jesus doesn't back down. In fact, he challenges them further. He says, "Does this shock you? Well, what if you were to see me ascending back to heaven where I was before, standing at the right hand of the throne of God the Father?" In other words, Jesus says, if you really knew who I am, if you really believe that I am who I say I am, that I am the Son of God and God himself, then how could you not believe? Will you really trust yourself, sinful creature of mine that you are, over and above me, your creator and Lord? And do you realize just how ridiculous it would be to do so? And yet that's exactly what they do. As we heard, many of Jesus' disciples, unable to reconcile what Jesus is teaching them with what they think is right, trust themselves rather than God. They do it their way, and they end up walking away. And so they walk away from the Eucharist, from the source of spiritual life. They walk away from God. That's exactly what they do. But really, if we're honest, don't we do that too? Every time that I willfully choose sin rather than virtue, every time that I take the easy way out when it comes to the practice of my faith, every time that I choose not to believe a teaching of the Lord or a doctrine of the church, isn't that what I'm doing? I'm doing it my way, trusting myself rather than obediently trusting God. And for everybody, it's different. For the people in the gospel today, it was Jesus' teaching on the real presence in the Holy Eucharist. They didn't like it. They didn't agree with it. They didn't understand it. So they didn't believe it. They did it their way. And they went their way. And by doing so, spiritually speaking, immediately lost their way. What is it for us? What is it for you? Which teaching of Jesus, which doctrine of the church do you find most difficult or disturbing or disagreeable? Which part of the Catholic faith do you find that you don't like or that you struggle to understand and that you are tempted to refuse to believe or to obey, thinking that you know better? I'll start with me. I know that throughout my life, there's been many times that I've wrestled with different teachings of the faith. One that I have frequently wrestled with over the years is the church's stance on immigration. Specifically, the idea that while, of course, the church would say a nation certainly has the right to regulate its own borders, immigrants, whether illegal or not, must be treated with the same dignity and respect as citizens, and should be given the reasonable opportunity to live here. I have to admit that, in all honesty, I have personally struggled with extending the mercy that the church calls us to extend from time to time. I have wrestled with the church's teaching that people have a natural right to migrate wherever they need to in order to sustain their lives and the lives of their family, and that the native does not have superior rights over the immigrant because before God, everyone is equal, right? Because the earth was given by God to everyone. All have a claim on its resources. And in my wrestling with that, I also recalled what the Bible says in the Old Testament book of Leviticus, which says, "You shall treat the alien who resides with you no differently than the natives born among you. You shall love the alien as yourself. For you too were once aliens in the land of Egypt." And then I think to myself, well, if Jesus were standing right next to me, would I look at a family of illegal immigrants and really be able to say to them that they're not welcome here, that they need to go back where they came from? So you can see, I've over the years wrestled with that and tried hard to submit to what the church asks of me, to let go of my own viewpoints and opinions, and to put on the mind of Christ, and to trust in the church and in her leaders. And sometimes I can be successful and I'm able to let go of what I think I know and trust what God is telling me through his church. That's me. What about you? Maybe it is the Lord's unwavering teaching on his real presence in the Holy Eucharist, or his teaching against divorce and remarriage? Is it the church's teaching against abortion and its stance in favor of the right to life? Is it the church's firm teaching that a true marriage can only exist between one man and one woman? Is it the church's teaching against the use of artificial contraception? What is the teaching of Christ or his church that I wrestle with the most, that I find most difficult, and I'm tempted to go and do things my way? And can I admit in humility that my way is not always the best way. I know that's true for me in my life, because my mind and my will are compromised by sin, whereas God is perfect. I am weak, and I make mistakes, whereas God makes none. And while I often fluctuate and change my mind, God never changes. The world and its history has suffered a lot because of people choosing their own way over God's way. Maybe it's time we choose to set aside what we think we know is right and true and best and trust God and the church, even when we don't fully understand or agree or even like it. And again, I'll start with me. And so let us pray. Lord, I am truly sorry for the times that I have chosen my will over yours. I am sorry for the times that I have trusted my own opinion over the teaching of your church. I am a stubborn man. I'm often prideful, and most often I have no idea what is best for me. But you know. So help me to trust you, Lord, because no matter what I may think, doing it my way is often the worst way. But living life your way, Lord, is the way life was always meant to be lived. And it's the only way to live the fullness of eternal life for which you have created me. Amen.